Title: Motif Development Across Multiple Drops Advanced. All right, today we're doing something that separates a sick loop from an actual drum and bass tune. Because in DNB, the drop is where the identity lies, but the motif is what people remember. That little rhythmic or melodic fingerprint that makes the track feel like itself, even when you switch drums, switch sounds, switch density, whatever. This lesson is about taking one core motif and developing it across drop 1 into drop 2 so it feels cohesive, but the energy clearly levels up. Not copy-paste, not rewrite the song, more like, same story, higher stakes. We're aiming for a rolling, techie, neuro-ish vibe with a bit of jungle movement in the drums. Tempo around 174. Pick a minor key, commit to it. I'll reference F minor, but you can translate it anywhere. First, quick session prep so your project doesn't fight you later. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. Make four groups: drums, bass, music, and effects. Even if you don't fill them all yet, it keeps the workflow clean. Then create three returns: one short room reverb for tight space, one longer plate or hall for bigger moments, and one delay using echo. On the master, keep it clean. If you want, put a utility and a limiter just for safety while writing, not for final loudness. And I mean safety, not slam it into 6 dB of limiting. Now an arrangement view. Drop locators. Intro, build. Drop 1, breakdown. Drop 2. You're basically telling your future self, we're writing a song, not a loop museum. Cool. Now we choose the motif container. A motif can be a bass phrase, a lead riff, a stab pattern, a vocal chop rhythm, even a drum hook. For this tutorial, we'll use a bass motif, because it's the most transferable. You can move bass motifs between drops without it feeling like you changed the track's face. Here's the rule I want you to keep in your head. The motif should still be recognizable even if the sound changes, the rhythm changes a bit, or you reharmonize a note or two. Now an extra coach tip before we write anything. Think motif DNA, not a loop. Before you go anywhere near drop 2, you want three identifying traits written down, literally in your project notes. For example, 1. It starts on the offbeat, like the end of 1. 2. It does a two-step descent. 3. It has a pickup note right before the snare. Those are the three traits, and every time you make a variation, you preserve at least two of the three. That's how you evolve the hook without accidentally inventing a new hook. Alright, let's write the motif. Create a MIDI track called Bass Motif. Load Waveitable, then a saturator, auto filter, glue compressor, and EQ8. In Waveitable, keep it simple. Saw-based, maybe a second oscillator, either sine for body or another saw slightly detuned. Don't go crazy with unison, because you'll smear your low end. We'll split sub and mid in a minute anyway. Saturator, about 3 to 6 dB drive, soft clip-on, auto filter, 24 dB low pass. We're going to automate cutoff later, so set it up like a performance control. Glue, just kissing it, 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. We're not mastering, we're stabilizing. Now write a 2-bar motif. 2 bars is perfect because it loops, but it has enough time to imply phrasing. If you're stuck, start with offbeat 8th notes. Then add 1 or 2 16th note anticipations, especially right before the snare, to create that forward pull. In F minor, a simple contour could move around F, ab, G, back to F. The exact notes matter less than the rhythm and the contour. And here's your DNB reality check. If your bass is fighting the snare on 2 and 4, you're losing. Simplify around the snare. Leave space. In drum and bass, space is not emptiness, it's impact. Now we do the move that makes drop 2 development way easier. Split the motif into sub and mid. Duplicate that bass track twice. First one is bass, sub, put operator on it, sine wave, short release so notes don't smear into each other. Add EQ8 and low pass around 120 to 180 Hz. Add utility and set width to 0. Mono sub, non-negotiable. Second one is bass, mid. Keep your waveitable chain here. Put an EQ8 and high pass around 120 Hz. Steep slope. Now all your distortion, width, phasing, movement, whatever you do later will live up here, while the sub remains stable. That's the whole secret. The crowd feels continuity through the low end, while your mid layer can evolve. Now let's build drop 1. The thesis statement. Drop 1 should be readable. Iconic. Simple enough that the listener learns the hook. Get a solid kick and a loud, bright snare that stays consistent. Add hats, mostly straight 16ths, and let any swing come from hats and ghost notes, not from your kick and snare. If you want that jungle nod, layer a quiet breakbeat texture under your clean drums. It's not the star, It's the grit and movement on the drums group at Drum Bus. Drive to taste, transients up a bit, and keep boom low or off because we're handling sub elsewhere. Now sidechain the bass. Put a compressor on both SUB and MID, sidechained from the kick. Ratio around 4:1. Fast attack, release tune to the groove, usually somewhere like 60 to 120 milliseconds. You want the bass to breathe around the drums. 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction is a good target. Arrangement-wise, a clean drop one plan. First 4 bars, motif and chord drums. No fancy counter melodies. Bars 5 to 8, add call and response element, maybe a stab or a vocal chop every 2 bars. Bars 9 to 12, introduce one subtle rhythmic variation in the motif. Bars 13 to 16, a small fill and a lift into the breakdown. Drop 1 job is to teach the hook. If drop 1 is already doing 1,000 things, drop 2 won't feel like it leveled up. You'll have nowhere to go. Now let's create 3 variation lanes. This is your toolbox for evolving the motif without losing identity. Variation lane 1 is rhythm. Duplicate your 2-bar MIDI clip and make a few variants. Shift 1 or 2 hits earlier by a 16th. Add a pickup note before the snare, or remove a hit to create negative space. A practical Ableton tool here is MIDI note length. Tighten stuff quickly so your groove stays punchy. Variation lane 2 is timbre. Keep the MIDI almost the same, but automate the sound in a repeatable way. Map the auto filter cutoff to a macro. Map unison amount or a wave position to another macro on the mid only. You can add overdrive or another saturator for heavier tone. And if you want movement, auto pan on the mid layer only. Small amount, synced rate like 1/8 or 1/4. Phase set wide. Do not do this on the sub. Variation lane 3 is counter or harmony. Tiny pitch changes go a long way. An octave jump on one accent note can sound like the motif is yelling without changing the phrase. Or swap one note to the second or the flat 7 to add tension. If you're experimenting, use the scale MIDI effect to lock to your key so you don't accidentally invent wrong notes at 3 a.m. Now we set up the breakdown, because the breakdown is not just a rest. It's foreshadowing. In the breakdown, strip the motif down. Let it play as sub-only or as mid-only filtered way down, like 200 to 400 HE. Then introduce a new gesture that will fully reveal itself in drop 2. That gesture could be a new distortion tone, a new counter riff, or a new drum language like triplet rolls or more obvious break fills. This is where you can do a quick hybrid reverb freeze moment, or narrow the width before drop 2 with utility, then widen at impact. And remember, widen mids and highs, not the sub. Now drop 2, same motif, higher stakes. Drop 2 should feel like an upgrade, not a new track. And we're going to do that with a couple of reliable moves. Pick 2 or 3. Don't do all 4 at once unless you're extremely sure of your arrangement. Move A, an answer layer. Create a new track called bass, answer, mid-focused. Copy the motif rhythm, but only answer at the end of phrases, like the last half bar of each 2-bar idea. This creates conversation. Sound-wise, keep it band-limited so it doesn't stomp the main bass. Use EQ8 as a bandpass somewhere like 300 Hz to 2.5 kHz. Add a bit of drive with amp. Gate it to keep it tight. If you widen it, keep it safe. Width on a band-limited layer only. Move B. Rhythmic modulation without breaking identity. Keep the motif, but occasionally do a 1/16 retrigger on the last bar of an 8-bar phrase, or a triplet fill every 8 bars. That tension release is classic DNB language. You can do it manually, which is often best, or use Arpeggiator extremely subtly on the answer layer only, basically as a retrigger tool, not as a melodic generator. Move C, timbre swap for a drop 2 Reese. Keep the MIDI identical, but swap the mid-bass sound into a more classic Reese texture. 2 to tune saws, maybe a touch of chorus ensemble at low mix, subtle phaser movement, then distort after modulation so it glues. The key line, keep the sub identical. That's your anchor. Move D. Drum energy escalation by integrating a break. Layer a break at low mid presence behind your clean drums. Slice a break in simpler, program fills at the end of 4, 8, or 16 bar phrases. Then control it with EQ, high pass it, notch harshness, and use drum bus transients if needed. Now, I want you thinking like a drummer. Phrase logic. A lot of DNB development reads in 4-bar sentences. Bars 1 and 2 are the statement. Bar 3 is a slight push or fill. Bar 4 is a turnaround that makes the loop feel like it's restarting with intention. If your bass does random variations that don't respect that, the drop can feel like it's cycling aimlessly. Phrase logic makes it feel composed. Let's blueprint a 32-bar drop 2 energy curve. Bars 1 to 8. New timbre, but not full chaos. Let the listener lock in again. Bars 9 to 16. Bring in the answer layer and one noticeable fill. Bars 17 to 24. Remove something briefly, like one bar where hats drop out or the bass goes shadow motif, then slam it back. Bars 25 to 32, peak energy. More hats, a bigger break fill, open the filter the most, then an exit fill. And when you automate in repeatable ramps, like the filter opens slightly more every 8 bars. That's controlled evolution, not random wiggling. Now let's talk continuity anchors, because this is where most people mess up drop 2. Pick 2 anchors that do not change between drops. Great options: sub-pattern, snare sample, a signature percussion loop, a vocal tag, or even the same reverb space. And here's an extra advanced anchor. Pick one timing anchor too. For example, the motif always hits on the end of 1, or there's always a hole on beat 3. Timing is often more recognizable than pitch, especially in heavy DNB. Then pick 2 change elements: mid-bass timbre, drum complexity, a counter motif, effects density. Now you've got a system. Stable identity plus controlled evolution. Let's cover a few advanced variation ideas you can sprinkle in. One is the shadow motif. This is a negative space remix. You basically mute the obvious hits and keep the connective tissue, the pickups, the tails, the offbeats. Drop it into bars 9 to 12 and suddenly it feels like the track breathed, without changing drums. Another is metric displacement. For exactly 2 bars, shift the motif by an 1/8 note. The kick and snare stay stable. Then you snap back to the original alignment. It creates a whoa moment, but because you return quickly, it feels intentional, not like you lost the grid. Another is register choreography. Instead of writing more notes, you move the accents up an octave as the drop progresses. Phrase 1 stays low. Phrase 2 pops one accent up. Phrase 3 keeps those accents higher but reduces low mid density. That reads as escalation even at the same volume. And there's controlled micro variation, which is huge in making loops feel alive. Pick one note in the motif and alternate velocity, like 100% then 70%, or nudge it slightly late, like 8 to 15 milliseconds, while everything else stays tight. This audio version is shortened for playback.